This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how to get more testimonials regardless of your practice area. I don't care if you do criminal defense. I don't care if you defended a murderer or a child molester. I can show you ways to get testimonials that won't compromise the identity of the person and that they will still be willing to give no matter how private or unsettling their case was. So I think you'll find this interesting. So one way that you can win is you can always provide excellent service to your customers. I know it sounds cheesy and, oh God, is he going to tell us about providing good service? Well, there's a reason why. There's a hidden reason why that will help you get more business, okay, and more testimonials. If you provide excellent service to a client, once you have them, once they've signed and paid your retainer and all the other stuff, what's going to happen is they'll be pleased, first of all. They won't go to another attorney or try to fire you. They'll be happier with their results, even if the results aren't good. So there are a lot of good things that come from being very, very nice to a client, communicating with them a lot, really helping them out. Now, I know you don't always have time, so maybe you can't communicate with the client all the time. Maybe your admin and staff and all that will. Maybe you'll have to rely on a combination of automated follow-ups, email, a phone call or two, that kind of thing, to really make a client's experience good once they've retained you. Because this is an area a lot of attorneys fall down in. You know, they'll get someone in. I'll give you an example. I had a car accident a few months ago, and I hired an injury lawyer. Well, the guy never talks to me. You know, I'm going through treatment and all the other stuff. The guy never calls, never emails, nothing. He sat there and he told me, oh, I care about you, and we're going to get you this great result, and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I never hear from him. And I emailed him a few times, and I get back like these one-word responses. Maybe he's worse than other people. I don't know. But I find it to be typical in working with so many attorneys. They're just very bad about this follow-up communication. All right, so back to the point. So let's say you help someone on a child molestation case. You would think that you would never get a testimonial from someone like this because they wouldn't want to put that stuff online. Fine, but here's what they can do. Let's say you provided them excellent service and case updates, and you communicated with them, and you showed true empathy, and you helped them through, and you actually, you know, you got just an okay result. They still ended up going to prison for 10 years, okay? And maybe in that case, that was the best thing they could have hoped for. Maybe they were facing 30 years. How do you get a testimonial out of someone like that? Well, if you provided excellent service, and you were communicative and did all that other stuff, they can write about that. They can say, attorney so-and-so helped me through a tremendously difficult time, and although I didn't get the result I expected, his office or her office communicated with me every step of the way, made sure I knew what was going on, and tried their absolute best to represent me to the fullest. Well, guess what? That could be for any practice area. It doesn't have to be for a terrible one. And people can always say that if they don't want to give any particulars of their case. And you want to be able to do that and give your testimonial givers a reason or an ability to give you at least a generic testimonial if they can, because that'll vastly expand the universe of what's possible for you. And what happens is if you start to get 10, 15, 20 testimonials and you get them on Google Maps, you get them on Yelp, you get them on Avvo, you get them on your website, you start to gain an insurmountable advantage over other attorneys who look at that and they say, how the heck does this guy or this gal get all these testimonials, you know, all these reviews? I'm trying to get my people to do anything, and they won't do anything for me. Well, maybe you should look back at your processes and see if you gave them a reason to review you positively, or if you just did your job but didn't go, you know, out of your way to do a great job. Therein lies the real heart of how to get more of these reviews and testimonials. And what you'll see is if you do get them, and you get to this point, again, when you have 10, 15, 20 of them or more, not only will other attorneys envy you and give up and say, I can't do that, you know, I'm just going to have to go try some other expensive marketing method to get clients, because this guy or this gal is getting them all. But you'll start to get a lot more clients. Because, I don't know if you've noticed this, have you ever read reviews for a product, and you read one or two, oh, okay, sounds good, and you keep reading. For some reason, you just decide, all right, I'm going to keep reading. 3 reviews, 5 reviews, 10 reviews. What happens in your mind, and I think you'll agree, is you start to think, wow, you know what? This really does sound good, and so many people are saying good things about it. Each review, each testimonial just adds and adds and adds and builds and builds. And if you're truly interested in a thing, or you truly need a thing, you can't get enough reviews. You can't get enough testimonials about it. And they all have an additive effect to really push someone over the line to try your service, to retain you. That's what I've noticed, and I think that's what you've probably noticed if you look at products that you've bought that you read a lot about. The more you read about them, the more you learned, the more you felt yourself compelled to buy them or to use them as a service. So I want you to think about this now with your day-to-day work. Do your best for your clients. Really go out of your way. Find ways to do it in a way that doesn't suck up your time. It's okay if it's automated at first. That's fine. Maybe you can do personal touches later. But really try to provide great, great service to your legal clients, because it'll manifest itself in so many positive ways, and it'll put money in your bank. It'll help your trust account and build your bottom line big time. If you need help doing this in your practice, you don't know how, you need scripts, you don't have time, etc., call us, 888-225-8594, or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.